Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for you to admit it. You can text in right now, 877-881-1053, and admit anything that you'd like to admit right now. Because it's admit it. And we won't, you know, we won't sit here and say, hey, we're judging you. I mean, we'll talk about it, but we're not going to judge you.
Sure.
So feel free to admit something that maybe you don't want to completely, you know, admit all the time, but you will. You're willing to right now.
Just right now?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Colby, you look like you're very interested in telling a story.
Admitting something?
Yeah.
I'll admit it. I yelled at an old lady
yesterday. Why?
So I'm sitting down. I'm playing Call of Duty, and the wife and the mom are, mm-hmm. are both there, or the mother-in-law are both there. And all of a sudden, I hear them start going insane. Like, I mean, like there's a fox in the hen house type of insanity going on behind me. So I take off the headphones, and I hear, that lady is killing your plants. I'm like, what's going on? So Sybil's grandmother gave her some moonflowers that are out in front of the apartment that are in the little patio section. Well, some old lady is out there just ripping them out by the roots.
What?
What?
And so I open the door, and I look, and I was like, she really is doing this. And I said, of course, you know, in very loud voice, what the F are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Not censored, of course.
As you do.
Right. And she didn't look up or anything. And I just start bawling this old lady out, just F word after F word after F word, and just please just stop what you're doing. That was, you know, the grandmother's plants and blah, blah, blah. And
guarantee all this there wasn't a please involved.
There was not a please. See, my brain doesn't know how to work with what the words I said to this old lady mm-hmm. and being able to actually tell the people what I said without saying them. So it's not really happening. But anyway, so I'm yelling. And at one point, I think I just threatened to call the cops because she wouldn't listen. Whatsoever. It's like, was property destruction. That was my property destruction. Mm-hmm. And just going off.
And you're not listening to what I'm trying to tell you, old lady.
She's not listening at all. And finally she looks up and she goes, oh, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And she just kind of starts to touch them some more. And I turn her to me and I say, away.
What was she touching?
The plants.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
The roots.
Yeah.
Of the plants.
You know, they're all gone, by the way. She tore them all out.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just continued to yell at this old lady. And finally, like I said, grabbed her by the shoulders and said, away. Dear. And she left. It's like, cool. The apartments called back and said that, asked me if I had yelled at one of the residents. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes. And I told them what was going on. And the apartment manager said, well, we kind of let that lady kind of clean up the flower beds and stuff.
Oh, my God. What are you saying?
I was like, oh, yeah? Well, she didn't have, like, any apartment anything on. And plus,
she was naked?
No, she had clothes on.
Oh,
but
it's not apartment-approved clothes.
Gotcha.
Right. Didn't have, like, her name is Lois or something on or anything like that. It was just this
I'm
old
here
lady.
With Clark.
Right.
Sure.
And she's like, yeah, and she just does that because she has a terminal illness that,
oh my God,
that if she doesn't move around a lot, it can get worse really quickly.
What?
So she does that to kind of get her exercise in, and she really helps out by cleaning out the flower beds. And I was like, well, I came out and tried to tell her, you know, hey,
no.
You know, stop doing that. And she just acted like I wasn't there. And the apartment manager said, that's because she's deaf.
Oh, my
God.
So
she's going to die.
What?
You jerk.
Yeah.
and she couldn't hear you anyway.
Right.
So you wouldn't even like attempt to try and speak her language.
No.
Sign language.
I didn't know.
Good God, Colby.
Other people in the apartments heard me yelling at her too. And nobody would walk up and say, yeah, we already know about this lady.
Hey, dude,
this is what she does.
She can't hear you, bro. That's all you needed.
Yes.
She still didn't get to ruin your property, though.
No, this is true.
She thought she was trying to help.
She did think she was trying to help.
Like taking flowers out of a flower bed?
Before she passes,
right.
Parker, is what she was trying to do.
And I kept trying to explain to the apartment manager, like, look, these moonflowers were given to Sybil by her grandmother, and they were ripped out of the flower bed while her mother and herself were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad. This is real bad. But then it's like, well, you know, I mean, she just does this for her exercise, and she can't hear, and she's deaf.
To help her live just a little bit longer, Kevin.
Jeez.
Just maybe a couple more months.
So is it also super sad? Because in order to convey my point of that I was mad, I had to literally turn her towards me and told her to get the F out of here.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And just she understood
yelling.
That.
I mean, this isn't Forgiveness Friday, but I don't think we can forgive you.
She can read lips, I found out, because that's when she knew to leave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Or maybe she just saw a scary man who's trying to kill her before her expiration
date.
And so he was like, I better get out of here.
Well, don't touch the effing flowers.
Guy punches me. From the 214, I'll admit it, came out to Texas live a few weeks ago. And I honestly like Kevin better as a fat person.
Was I not
awesome
nice to them?
That you were awesome then? I don't know. I think maybe they just liked the way you looked.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like I stopped and
you look
talked
great,
to everybody.
We were just looking at pictures of us from a couple of years ago, and you look great, dude.
Man.
From the 817, I'll admit it. They will admit that they aren't a big Whataburger fan. You guys know how I feel about it, but...
All right.
There's something wrong with you.
I'll admit it. Let's all have an honest conversation as adults. Uh-huh. Whataburger, no matter how good you think it is too damn slow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you'll spend 35 minutes in the drive-thru.
That's what deters me from Whataburger. Not that I would eat it.
But if you have time, though, like you're like, I got time.
But see, I don't ever think about it like that. I'm like, this is time that I could be watching the next episode of like Maniac or whatever, you know? So I always think of it from that perspective, like, man, I really want a breakfast on a bun right now. Do I want to wait 25 minutes because there's no one in line?
Right.
Because if there's somebody in line, then good luck. But if there's no one in line, you're still talking about 20 minutes.
Always just go inside. I just go inside.
Ugh.
I've got a portable TV and headphones with me. I just go inside.
You're the worst type of human.
Am I?
Yeah.
I mean,
inside is you're not supposed to do that. That's why
really?
I have the drive-thru.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't really want to just sit and wait in my car in the drive-thru.
You should just sit and wait.
I mean, if it's going to take 35 minutes anyway,
they
might as well.
They should speed up the process is what they
do. I don't want them to do that because I like the way it tastes now.
I will take a slight decrease in taste for a way quicker experience. I don't know.
You're wrong.
I don't know.
Hey,
hold on. What about that one from the 972? I'll admit it. Hagee's cool. He held my baby at Texas Live. See,
you
there
did.
You
I saw you hold that baby. From the 830, I'll admit it. Thought Colby was single. Why would you think that?
I mean, there have been times.
Man, I'll admit it. Never mind.
I'll admit it. Leighton Vander Esch proved that Sean Lee should retire, and I'm okay with that from the 817.
Dude, he's a beast in the open field.
This is a good one from the 817, too. I like it. I'll admit it. My son was on my nerves a bit. Left him and the wife in the car while I was pumping gas to go smoke a cigarette. Leaned up against the wall of the convenience store on the side and hit the emergency gas pump shut-off button.
Oh, no.
So the whole place just had to shut it down for just a few minutes. So there you go.
I had to do that twice when I worked at the car wash because somebody, and they'd even paid and everything. They weren't trying to steal. Somebody had literally driven away with the gas pump still connected to their car.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that before.
I've seen those people down the road.
Open, yeah.
I've seen it with the gas pump and all that still hanging out of their car. That's
very
fun.
Concerning.
In the 682, I admit it. I want to dropkick beggars that hang out in front of stores.
Have you ever, let me ask you this.
I told you about the guy once that asked me if he could use my phone outside of a store. And I was like, man, I don't have a phone. He was like, how do you not have a phone? I was like, how do you not have a phone?
All right. Well, that answers my question for Corey. I was going to say, have you ever lectured a homeless person?
I did. I yelled back at him.
Because I can imagine a scenario. This hasn't happened, but I can imagine a scenario in which, like, I'm putting money back into my wallet and they ask for change and I say no. And they're like, but I see you have change. And I would be like, yeah, it's my money.
Right.
And like that would be, I don't know if that would count as a lecture, not really, but have you ever lectured a homeless person?
I have not.
I've been yelled at them, I guess I should say.
Been in a parking lot in my car still looking at something on my phone before I actually go into the store and finishing a cigarette. And I'll have people walk up because your window's down because you're not going to smoke a cigarette inside with the windows up.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll walk up and be like, hey, can I have a cigarette? And I'm just like, no.
These are my cigarettes.
Yeah, I bought these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, remember that guy that threw up my grandma's car? Like, I've been jaded ever since then. So.
All right. I'll admit it then. A homeless guy tried to break up my attempts at romance in the parking lot of a movie theater. It was just a kiss, but I took this chick to go see the terrible Indiana Jones movie.
On the lips?
Yes.
All right.
Afterwards, went to the car and went in for the kiss. She was good with it. We kissed, and all of a sudden you hear this, and I really thought it was like the theater manager or something, be like, you need to go somewhere else. It was a homeless guy, and he goes, man, I'm really sorry to like break this up. But
no, he wasn't.
I know. And I was like, then you should have not.
Should have waited.
But I felt like it was the perfect line for the next kiss because I was like, I don't think you can fairly judge that first kiss because it got broken up by a homeless person. She laughed and said, go for it. And so I did.
My big concern is Colby's old lady story where she's terminally ill and deaf. I don't think my story can top that. And I'm kind of concerned about the ability to top it because that was awesome.
Well, I don't.
You terrible human. For A, going into Whataburger, and B, doing the thing you did to that lady.
Maybe she shouldn't have been yanking on my plant.
However,
hot.
You're not gonna hear plant on Friday.
Nope.
I will admit this. Now I think I told y'all last week on air about the guy at the gym. That always is hawking up something next to me on the treadmill.
Yes. Yeah, it snots on and everything.
Snots on it. Just like blows his nose into the snot rag and then puts it back onto the heart monitor handles. And you're just like, and so today at the gym, I was sitting there and I was like, oh man, he's over there. He's over there doing his thing. And there were no treadmills left. Well, he got off of a treadmill, and I was like, I'm just going to bypass that one. I'm just going to go. I'm going to wait for the next one.
Right.
I had to wait like 45 more minutes for the next one, but I just bypassed it anyway. But yesterday, I got in early because Kevin and I had a meeting with My Possibilities yesterday.
Yes.
About the hipster relay. So I had to get in early at the gym.
Definitely remembered that.
I went for my run. I ran for about an hour. And you know what? I'm coming off of the treadmill. So at the end of my run, every time, same thing. Hit the stop button. Let the treadmill slide you off. Like,
right.
You don't have to turn around and walk off of it. You let it slide you off of that thing. And then I always hop down with this little, hey, man, I got some bounce in my step still because I just worked out. I was in early. So that old man never had his opportunity to come in there and be next to me while I was trying to run. Even if they're, you know, Colby, the guys that'll go in the restroom and stand next to you, he's one of those guys. There'll be 38 different things, and he comes and stands next to me every time.
Irritating.
So yesterday, whenever I got done with my run, I let the treadmill thing slide me off, and I turned around, and he was standing right there getting ready to get on the treadmill next to me, and I looked at him, and I went, not today, old man. And then I walked off and I was like, yeah,
are you kidding me?
Absolutely. I just walked off. He had no clue what I was talking about. Probably, I hope. But even still, like, it's all I could think at that time was right.
Oh,
whenever I got
God.
Down, I just looked at him and went, not today, old man, and took off out of that place because he wasn't getting me today, man. He wasn't taking my mentality, my focus away from what I was going to do.
Lay off the pre-workout, bro.
I didn't even have any, actually. It was just a cup of coffee.
Huh.
That is a shocking turn of events right there.
The sad thing is this guy has no idea that he's Corey's nemesis.
Not a clue.
He has no idea. He's just going through, doing his workout, snotting all over the place, doing whatever the hell he does, being close to other people because he probably has no kinds of any kind of relation any other time because of all of his allergies and snot problems. Nobody wants to be next to him. He's like, I just need some humans.
He's found this one guy that doesn't walk off every time he gets next to him.
He thought, hey, I finally found somebody that can put up with my snot. And guess what? That guy's just left and goes, not today, old man.
Told him right to his face.
I kind of hope he doesn't. He does know why you said that. That's really going to hurt his feelings.
I don't do stuff like that, Kevin, but okay. I felt it was necessary at the time.
You're a man of principle.
He didn't get to me
that.
Today, yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.